I think we're live. So we're celebrating 1 year of Mommy's Podcast, Worship in the Workplace, and it's so exciting. And I thought that we should go live to celebrate her 1 year podcast anniversary. So Mommy, how do you feel? It's 1 year in.
I'm feeling very excited. It has been a whirlwind year. The time has gone by very, very quickly, but I am just overjoyed that we started the podcast last Christmas holiday break, and we continued with it all throughout the year. Hi, LaTanya. Hi, Paula. Hi, Miss Paula. Hi, Tierra. Thank you all for being here to celebrate this occasion with us.
Right. Yeah, it's so exciting. Like 1 year ago, we took the leap of faith and put the podcast out there. It was something that you always wanted to do. And we took the leap of faith and we did it. And we stayed consistent for 1 year with the podcast. So what inspired you to begin podcasting? Like, where did that come from? What made you want to start podcasting?
I felt as if I always had a message that God wanted me to share with others. And I'm old school in some regards, but I've tried to embrace technology. And I realized that many of the people with whom I wanted to connect, I may not have been able to physically meet with them face to face.
Right.
So therefore, hi Dwayne, hi Shakur, thank you for joining us. But a podcast was a natural next step for connecting with some individuals who may have been separated from me by time and distance.
Right. That's good. Yes. Yeah. So worship in the workplace. So what made you want to talk about worship in the workplace? That's the name that you wanted to give the podcast. So why worship in the workplace? Why is that important?
Since the majority of us who are adults at some point are working, sometimes that workspace is outside of our homes. And at other times, we know that we work as adults inside our homes.
Right.
And as a retired educator, those 30 plus years when I was in the workplace, in many occasions, I had situations during the day when I needed a word. I needed a word of inspiration, and I needed the word of God within me, because dealing with the public and all of the situations that may arise during a regular scheduled day, as well as the challenges that come up unexpectedly, require us as believers and non-believers alike to maintain our sanity. But as a believer, I realize the importance of how important it is for us during the day. If we're going to sometimes make it until the end of the day for us to have that word. So I wanted to connect with those individuals who were still in the workplace, whether that workplace was out in public or within our homes as we work.
Yeah, that's good. No, and I like to listen to the podcast when I'm driving to work in the morning. So, you know, got to get that word in, some inspiration before I hit the workday. I know some people like to listen on their lunch breaks. Some people like to listen when they get off work or on their commute back home. So it's the beautiful thing about podcasts or just anything these days is that, you know, it's available to us. It's kind of archived there. You guys can always go back and listen to seasons one and seasons two of the podcast. They are there and they're live on the podcast app, on Spotify, and I think they're also on Google Play. So it's definitely important to get that word in there if you're a believer or not. Get that word. And maybe it'll help you along your faith journey, but it's so important to have that as you go throughout your day. So one of our most listened to episodes was envy. So why do you think that envy was the topic of discussion that was so popular?
All right. Before I answer your question, thank you, Ms. Deborah Gordon Brown has joined us, my longtime best friend, and Edward Sanders as well is watching. The reason why I think that the episode on envy was so widely watched was that not out of a sense of envy, but out of a sense of comparison.
Right.
Many times we unfairly compare ourselves to the next person's situation.
Right.
And in most occasions, we... hello, Tahira. Tahira is one of my former students. Sometimes we unfairly and unjustly compare ourselves to the next person's situation, and we think that the next person's situation is better, or that that person is better than we are. And I think that the episode on envy resounded with many people because they could... they could remember a time or recall a time when they might have had a little seed of envy, but they squelched it.
Yeah.
But sometimes we do the unfair comparison of ourselves with someone else.
Yeah, that's good. That is so good because I know for me in the workplace or anyone, you know, you see somebody get a promotion or you see somebody doing a different thing or you think their journey looks better than yours and you start to compare and you forget to be grateful for the very job that you prayed for or the opportunity that you prayed for. So that episode was so, so good. And I'm not just saying that because you're my mommy. The episode was good. And I think a lot of people deal with envy in the workplace. So,
hi, Miss Bobby Green.
Hi, Miss Bobby. So let's see. Since the pandemic and the way in which we work has changed drastically. I mean, we went from going to the office or wherever it is that you work every day to work from home. Everybody was working from home. Everybody was in the house. We thought, oh, maybe it'll be for a few weeks. And then we found ourselves months in the house. So with a podcast called Worship in the Workplace, you know, the workplace looked different for a lot of people. So how were you able to kind of pivot and make sure that that word still remained the same, even though our workplaces look differently?
For those who follow the podcast, for a season, I went silent on social media because, as was the case for all of us, we were dealing with the medical portion of the pandemic and how it hit, it had affected our lives. And we were dealing with the adjustments that we had to make in our lives as well. And I came back with the first episode during the pandemic in the midst of it. And I explained that I purposely had been silent on social media because I didn't want to just resume the podcast as if it's business as usual when all of us were dealing with changes in our lives. And as well, during that time, on a personal note, as you well know, we dealt with the loss of two family members, as well as losses of some personal family, church members, three church members, friends and friends and acquaintances. So I was dealing with the pandemic just like everyone else, even though I'm a pastor and I know that God is able and I know that everything is in the will of God and in God's time, God will turn this around. But I wanted to make sure that when I opened my mouth publicly, that it would be with words of encouragement and words that demonstrated my sympathy and empathy with all that everyone else was enduring at that time.
Yeah.
Hi, Kimberly Leggett. Thank you for joining
Hi,
us.
Hi, Kimberly. So yeah, no, that's real. I mean, because we're human and it's like, you know, take that time for yourself before you just jump out there and put something out. And I think one of the beautiful things is even though we're still, you know, in the pandemic, you know, God gave you a new word, something else to give to people. So we're able to continue to produce the podcast. We're in a new year, 2021, so some exciting things are coming up. So I'm just excited to be a part of this journey with you. So on a lighter note, what is your favorite time of day? Maybe there's people out there that want to start recording a podcast or something that they feel like the Lord placed on their hearts to do. So what is your favorite time of day to record? And what does your process look like? You don't have to give us the whole process, but do you just come up with the ideas on your own, or how does that look?
The ideas, I receive the ideas or the inspiration wherever I am. God just drops those within my spirit. And I'm a process person. I begin with notes most times, handwritten notes, and I add to those during the day as God gives me additional inspiration and thoughts for the podcast. There is no favorite time that I have for recording. I'm a night owl, so sometimes it's 3 o'clock in the morning, or it might be 12:45 at night, and God wakes me up and says, go to the computer. Or it might be in the middle of the morning and the house is quiet. But it begins with that inspiration that comes from God. And sometimes it's a word, or sometimes it's even a sentence or a situation. And based upon that, I end up developing the podcast. And the podcast, Worship in the Workplace, is designed for approximately the length of time that we would take a short break at work, long enough to walk to your car if you're working outside of the home and walk back, or to take a break inside the building. So 6 minutes or less is the time. Because sometimes at work, we just need to slip away. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Sometimes we just need to slip away during the day at work, receive a word, become renewed, revitalized, then refocus, then return to our work. And if it's at home, sometimes we have to slip outside, even if it's outside in the yard or into another room, even if it's the bathroom, to refocus, re-energize, and go back to work. So the Worship in the Workplace, each one of the podcasts is short, just long enough for us to receive a spiritual break, then return to the work that God has assigned to our hands to do.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Chris. Chris says blessings. Thank you. So we're also going to take a few questions. We have one more. I have one more question for her. But if you have any questions for us, feel free to comment them below. We can see your questions down at the bottom. We are celebrating this lady right here, my mom. She is celebrating 1 year of the podcast, Worship in the Workplace. We always say that Christmas time is our time where we kind of strategically plan for ministry and different assignments and tasks that we believe the Lord gave us to do. And so a couple of years ago, she let us know that the Lord laid it on her heart to start a podcast called Worship in the Workplace. And our first episode went live last year, I think December 31st. So we are celebrating 1 year. So we decided to go live today and kind of invite you guys in on our celebration, because we know that without you all, we wouldn't have, you know, we wouldn't have the listeners and everything that we have on the podcast. So we wanted to jump on and celebrate the 1 year podiversary of Worship in the Workplace. So if you have any questions, comment below. And I have one more question for you.
Thank you for joining us, Celeste McIntosh, all the way from Lake City, South Carolina.
Yes, Lake City. So one more question for you. And then if you want to, we can continue the conversation, or if they have any questions, we can do that. So we're in a new year. It's 2021. Everybody knows that 2020 was a year. Oh my gosh, I don't even think we need to talk about it. But 2020 was a year and a half, but it has some really high moments and some low moments, as all years do. But it's a new year. New year, I said, I think I posted the other day, new year, same mission or something like that. So it's a new year. You know, you might have the same missions and goals. So what are your goals and plans and ideas? What can everybody look forward to seeing in 2021 from you, in addition to continuing the podcast?
In addition to the podcast, the Lord has included on my ministry assignment to provide others with resources that may be helpful in their faith walks. Last year, we held our second annual spiritual brunch, and because everything has now gone virtual, the spiritual brunch, if we are able to host it in 2021, will look different, and it will most probably be virtual. So I'm looking forward to planning for the spiritual brunch, where we may connect with a small group, and we may share the word of God as well as fellowship and have some fun. In addition, the Lord has allowed me to complete work on a planner for pastors called the Pastor's Aid.
Yay.
So we're looking forward to that planner becoming available by the end of January. And we're looking forward to later on toward the end of the year, coming out, if the Lord spares life, health, and strength, for us to come out with a Christian planner for everyone else. First of all, we have a planner completed for pastors. Mm-hmm. Then also, the beginning of the year is when people create their visions or their list of goals for the year or make their resolutions. We're looking at producing and having available for the public our cards, our inspirational cards.
Yes.
I've been handwriting them when the Lord gives me a word for that week or mm-hmm. a thought for that week. So our inspirational cards should be coming out later on in the year, as well as continuing to pastor a phenomenal church, to do some writing, as well as ministry work in the community from a distance, because we're still called to love each other, even if it's from a distance. The pandemic has limited our reach in some respects, but this is also an opportunity for us to be creative in how we continue to show our love to others.
Yes.
So those are the things that I have on my list of goals.
I love it. I love it. Yes, girl, you got a long list of goals for 2021. I love it. And it's just such an inspiration. And again, I'm not saying that because she's my mom. Like, you got to have goals. We're in a new year, same mission. But it's so exciting. And I'm so excited for you to share with everyone when the products are ready to be launched, and hopefully they'll be able to support us and they'll find value in the resources that we share. So if thank you, Miss Deborah. Yes, thank you, Miss Deborah. But if anyone has any questions or comments or anything that you want to share, we just wanted to come up for a few minutes and celebrate her 1 year podiversary of the Worship in the Workplace podcast. You can check it out on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify. I think it's on Google Play. It's on podomatic.com as well. But if you just Google Worship in the Workplace, or if you look on her Facebook page or her Instagram page, if you're on Instagram, make sure you follow her. That's one of our goals for this year, is to have her up and running and consistent on Instagram. So just search for Worship in the Workplace and you can definitely check out the podcast. It's not long. You can get some inspiration before you go back to work in the coming week. So if anyone has any questions or comments, feel free to comment them below. And if you guys don't have any questions or comments, we're not gonna stay on any longer, unless you want to keep talking, but we're not gonna stay on that much longer. We just wanted to come on and celebrate the 1 year podiversary.
And I want to thank each and every person for your support and for your prayers as I have moved forward in doing the small things. And sometimes we are looking for God to give us things that are going to make us famous or that will make us go viral. But if we overlook the small opportunities, sometimes those are God's opportunities to use us in a big way. And we think that they're small things. So I just want to encourage everyone to continue to be encouraged in this season, continue to love on each other, continue to let us pray much one for another, and let us be creative in finding ways to continue to work. And we know that we're working wherever we are, inside our homes or on our jobs. But as we work, let us take that time, even if it's a couple of minutes, and to just go into praise mode and worship mode. And it makes the work a lot lighter, and it makes everything more enjoyable. So I thank you so much.
Thank
each and every one for all that you did all that you've done forever in the past, and looking forward to more in the future.
Thank you.
Deborah, I want to thank you for your encouraging words, and thank you for your prayers, for blessings upon us. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you, Ms. Joanne Edwards, all the way from Greeleyville, the big city. And thank you, Ms. Joanne, for your blessings, and for each and everyone for taking the time out of your busy Saturday to join us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Bye, everyone. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always DM her or comment. So thank you guys for watching. Bye.